So the question was asked, being that we are responsible to look out for our bodies, to the extent that if you drink poison, you don't make a blessing on it, is one permitted to smoke? So we have to quantify things a little bit. We're responsible to watch over our bodies, but does that mean that we're sinning when we eat something with saturated fat? Does that mean that when we eat sugar and we eat things that will ruin our teeth, we're sinning? Does that mean that when we go outside without sunscreen, we're sinning? So there's a range where we all understand that if you do it, it's better, but if you don't do it, it's not a sin. The question is, where's that boundary? How far can we go that we say you're permitted to do it? We know that if it's going to endanger one's life on Yom Kippur to fast, then if he fasts, he's sinning. He's not performing a mitzvah. And when he eats, he's performing a mitzvah. Like one of the rebbes once said, he said, for 75 years I performed the mitzvah of Yom Kippur fasting. And this year Hashem gave me this chus in this lifetime to perform the mitzvah of Yom Kippur eating. That's a good outlook. It's important to know that when it's a mitzvah to fast, it's a mitzvah to fast. When it's a mitzvah to eat, it's a mitzvah to eat. So we have a responsibility to watch over ourselves. We have to ensure that we live. But the question is, how far does that go? When it comes to smoking, so we have a little bit of a challenge because what medicine knows about smoking has changed. It's evolved a lot in the last 2 decades. And much of the responsa was written about 2 decades ago. So when we read the responsa, we have to ask ourselves, what would the rabbi say given what we know today? And I'm not sure what the answer to that is. What we know is that many rabbis have said it is prohibited for one to smoke, that it is in transgression of this responsibility to watch over our bodies. It is for sure against Torah philosophy to smoke. What's one doing? One is investing in one's worldly pleasures, physical pleasures now, at the expense of one's life, or risking one's life to do so. So even if it doesn't fall under the category that it is prohibited, it definitely falls under the category that it is against Torah philosophy. Now, is it prohibited or not? So there are definitely many big opinions, Rav Eliashiv among them. I think Rav Vosner, I saw tshuva that say it is prohibited to smoke. But there were opinions, such as Rabbi Feinstein, that held it was permissible. And one would have to really prove that they would change their mind in light of what the modern medicine has proven. And I'm not sure one can really prove that. I'm not sure we've reached a state where it's that clear that it endangers one's life. We know that it is unhealthy, but is one cigarette a week unhealthy? I don't know. Is 2 a week unhealthy? And we have to have a pretty clear picture of what's going on, and we don't. So one can say yes, but we have a general picture that smoke is very harmful to one's health. And that's what these rabbis are saying. There's definitely an opinion that says it is prohibited. There might be an opinion that says it is permitted. I don't know. I'm not sure if there still is an opinion that would permit it. I only mention this, even though I'm not sure that it is a valid opinion, so that when you see someone who's smoking, you don't automatically think, sinner. No. Maybe he has someone to rely on, and maybe he's already addicted, and you know what? We're all addicted to Lashon Hara, and that's for sure prohibited. There's no opinion that says that's permitted, and yet we're all addicted. I don't think there's a single night a person could go lie down and say, today I didn't say one word that was prohibited. No. So we have problems with our addiction, and he has a problem with his addiction. To start, no, one should definitely not start. I mean, we know there are opinions that prohibit it, and we don't know if there's an opinion that permits it. But when we view those people that are smoking, so we have to know that maybe they started smoking along with the opinions that permit it. Maybe they didn't know it was prohibited. And right now, it's not an easy thing to come off of. So it's like other things. We're all addicted to things that we're prohibited to do. So that's why I'm mentioning that opinion.
Is marijuana a black and white issue, or is that also complicated?
We'll get there in a second. Yeah, Daniel.
I was a smoker for quite a while, heavy smoker, and I stopped smoking. And then before I was smoking, I was addicted to coffee, really heavy addicted to coffee. Then when I stopped smoking, I was less addicted to coffee. After I stopped smoking, I became again more addicted to coffee. I think that from the two addictions, coffee is the better one, but still it's an addiction. So I would like the general idea of having an addiction, even though it's